Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Chana Rivka bas Faila, Rafa Mordechai ben Gittel, Mordechai Zev ben Fega, Batsheva Bracha bas Tova Chaya, David Moshe ben Batsheva Bracha, and Rachel Nechama bas Chana Rus. Today's daf is also being learned as a Zechus for Hatzlocha B'chola and Yonim, for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril. Today's daf's also being learned to Iloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibad al-Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the last few dafin were two chatzeros that are side by side, that were divided by a wall. When do we view these two chatzeros as one with regards to Eruv HaChatzeros? When do we view them as two with regards to Eruv HaChatzeros? And when is it that the two Chatzeros have an option to either be viewed as independent Chatzeros, or if they want, to make one big Eruv HaChatzeros and unite as one Chatzer? Regardless, we're going to continue now Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oise Inyan and discuss not two Chatzeros that are divided by a wall, but rather two Chatzeres that were divided by something else. Okta Mishnah Choritz Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If there was a ditch that separated two Chatzeres, the two Chatzeres side by side, but in between there wasn't a wall, but rather a ditch. Amok Yud V'roichiv Dalet. If it's 10 Tfachim deep and it's 4 Tfachim wide, Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'im Ma'arvin Ech, then the ditch serves as a divider. As a result, these are two independent Chatzeres. If they want to make a Eruv Chatzeres, they would each have to make their own Erev. If they wanted to combine to make one Erev, they wouldn't have the right to do that. Afilu Mali Kashrei Tevin, says the mission, that would be true. Even if the members of the Chatzer filled the ditch with straw, still, the ditch is going to be viewed as a ditch. The straw that's inside the ditch doesn't change anything. They're still viewed as two chatzeres. Thus, if they want to make a ruvin ma'arvin shnayim, ve'im ma'arvin echamoli, offer a tzroyus, what would be if the people filled the ditch, not with straw, but rather with dirt or with rocks, then it changes. Ma'arvin echad, ve'im ma'arvin shnayim. Then we look at the two chatzeres as being one chatzer. As a result, if anybody wants to make an Erev, they would have to combine every member of both Chatzeres. Meaning, they wouldn't have the option to make two Chatzeres, they would have to make one Chatzer. Nasan Olav Neser, Sherochav Arba Tfachim. In the event that there was a ditch that again was 10 Tfachim deep, it was 4 Tfachim wide, that separated two Chatzeres. And then the Anshei Chatzer made a bridge of some sort. They took a board that was 4 Tfachim wide and they put it across the ditch. So now if you wanted to go from one chatzer to the other chatzer over the charetz, you'd be able to do it walking over this board. Similarly, if you had two houses that were facing each other, and the two houses had porches, they had balconies, and somebody took a board and put it from one balcony to the other, the halach is ma'arvin shnayim. If the members of the two chatzeres that are divided by the ditch, that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, but now has a bridge that goes from one to the other, want to make the two chatzeres as independent Eruv Chatzeres they can. If they want to make one Eruv to unite the two Chatzeres, they can do the same thing. The same is true for the two Gezusterais that has a board, that has a bridge that's going from one to the other. If they want to be Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can. If they want to be Ma'arvin one, that's something they can as well. Pachas Mikan, what would be if there was a board, there was a bridge, but it was less than 4 Tvachim wide? Ma'arvin Shnayim, Ve'in Ma'arvin Echad. So then the bridge is not considered a bridge. If it's 4 Tvachim wide, it works. If it's not 4 Tfachim wide, it doesn't work, and that's very much in line with what we've seen over the last few dafin, that any time you create a Pesach, a miut to the Kaisel, any time you make a difference in a Mechitza, that difference maker has to be, at the very least, 4 Tfachim wide. Regardless, this Mishnah, again, was very much Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, to what's been the topic of Perach Haloin, and that is you have two Chatzeres side by side. In this case, they were separated not by a Kaisel, but rather they were separated by a Charetz. Does this Charetz say that these are two independent Chatzeres? Thus, if you want to make a Ruv Chatzeres, each Chatzer would have to do its own thing. Do we say that maybe it gives us the two Chatzeres the status as being independent Chatzeres? But if they want to come together and make one Erev, that's something they would have the right to do. Or maybe the Charetz doesn't do anything. Maybe simply having a ditch there means nothing. As a result, you have two chatzeres that are exposed to each other. Maybe we look at them as one big chatzer. And the teretz is, of course, in the detail, as we saw in the Mishnah, it really depends on how deep the ditch is, how wide the ditch is. Did you fill the ditch with anything? Did you put kash or tevin or offer or tzoreres? What about if you put a board? Is the board 4 tefachim wide? Is it not 4 tefachim wide? Either way, one of the halachas of the Mishnah was that if the charetz was 10 tefachim deep and it was 4 tefachim wide, so that serves as a divider. Stating that, if you filled it up with offer or tzoreres, so that closes up the ditch, and then ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. If you filled it up with kash or tevin, so then that doesn't impact the ditch at all. We still view it as a ditch that's amuk yud v'roich dalid, and as a result, we're going to look at these two chatzeres as being independent chatzeres, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. So there's a big difference between whether the charetz was filled with kash or tevin, or whether it was filled with offer and tzroiris. Kash and tevin does nothing to the charetz. Offer and tzroiris, that plugs the hole. That closes the gap. That's as if the charetz is not there anymore. So the Gemara is going to analyze both of these halachas. The tevin loy chayetz, is that true that you put straw inside something, it doesn't serve as a mechitzvah? It's the next Mishnah that we're going to learn on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Matvin Shemishli Chatzeres in the Venta. You had two Chatzeres that were side by side, and there was a pile of straw that separated the two. Not a wall like in the previous Mishnah, not a Charetz like in our Mishnah, but rather there was a mechitza that was just a pile of straw. So the halacha is Gevoya Sar Tefachim, if it's 10 Tefachim tall, Ma'arvin Shnai Ve'im Arvin Echad. Two a Reuven, not one, meaning it serves as a regular mechitza. So what do you see from here? That straw is something chashuv. So why is it that straw in the next Mishnah can act as a mechitza between two chatzeres, yet in our Mishnah, when you have a charetz and you fill up the charetz with straw, it's not considered as if the charetz was filled? Amar Abaye. So Abaye said that even though these two halachas are similar, but if you think about it, they're not the same halacha. Le'inyin mechitza kulam l'pikitam mechitza. The next Mishnah is discussing straw as a mechitza. You want to know if it's a mechitza, it is a mechitza. Aval le'inyin chatzitza. But in our Mishnah, we're not using the straw as a mechitza. What's the mechitza? The charetz is the mechitza. We're using it as a chatzitza. We're using it now to go and to be view it as if it's filling up the hole, so that we're going to view the hole as if it's not there. As it relates to that, ibat lechayetz, the ibat leloy chayetz. Straw doesn't work. And the reason is very balabatish. It's very practical. Because if you put straw in a ditch, you may leave it there temporarily, but you're not going to leave it there permanently. At some point, you're going to be taking it out. And being that at some point, you're going to be taking it out, so the halacha is that it's not going to have a significance. So you want to know whether the straw could be viewed as a mechitza. The answer is, yeah, we view it as a mechitza. You want to know if you can use the straw to fill up a hole. The answer is no. And therefore, yes, if you would have a mechitza, 10 tefachim tall of straw, it would work to divide the two chatzeres. But if you have a hole and you fill it up with tevin, it will not work. In one case it works, in one case it doesn't work. That's true. So from a pure, super high level perspective, it sounds a little bit like a contradiction. But at the end of the day, what the straw is doing in our Mishnah versus what the straw is doing in the next Mishnah are not the same thing. Hence, it's not a steer. Mali offer. What would be if you filled it up with offer? Tzoreres. And then the Mishnah said that works. That fills up this entire hole. The charetz as if it's not there. Now you have two chatzeres that open up into each other, and we look at it as one chatzer. And therefore, the Mishnah said ma'arvin echad. It sounds like from the Mishnah that even if when you put the offer into the ditch, you left it there, stama, meaning you had no grace of kavanas, you didn't have a mind to leave it there for a long period of time, you just put it there, stama, no kavana at all. Still, it's chashuv to the point that it's able to fill up this charetz. We learned in the Mishnah, the 15th parak of Masechtas Aholoi, a completely unrelated halacha. If you had a house and you filled up the house with straw, it's roirois, or with rocks, ubitloi, and you had in mind to leave the tevin and the straw there, batol. The halacha is, it's batol. Now the context over there is halacha l'moishe misinai, in the world of tumas meis, specifically tumas oil, that says that if you have a mace that's inside a bias. So the halacha is, as long as there's one tefach of space between the roof of the house and where the mace is, that tefach serves as a mechitza, it blocks off the tumah, and it doesn't allow the tumah to penetrate through the roof of the house. So if somebody was on top of the house, he would have become tummy tumas oil. If there wasn't a gag tefach, there wasn't a tefach of space between the mace and the roof, then we say the tumah is beikas, it breaks through, it Torah, it's all the Gedarim and all the Mechitzas. It goes up on top of the roof, and if somebody would be on top of the roof, he would be Tameh. So here's the question. You had a bias that was a mason site, and the bias was filled literally to the top with Tevin or Tzroiros. So the Mishnah says, if you were Mevatel the Tevin and the Tzroiros, meaning you had in mind that it should be there for an extended period of time, Bitlet, then we look at it as if it's there, and the house then is considered to be completely full. As a result, you don't have this gap of a Tefach, so the Tumas Mace is going to be by Keah, and if somebody's going to be on the roof, he's going to be a Tumah. If, however, you are Mevatel, the halacha is not. So what's the Kasha? It's not from Tevin, it's from Tzroiros. The Mishnah mentioned Tzroiros, and it sounds like that the only time Tzroiros is considered batal to the place that it's in is if you had in mind, if you were Mevatel. So it's a kasha to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mole offer a Tzroiros, Marvin Echadei, Marvin Shtayim. And the Gemara's deek was, Vafilu Basnama. Frank the Gemara, how does this Mishnah, the 7th parak of Masechtas Erevin, shtim with another Mishnah, the 15th parak of Masechtas Aholis? Shverim Masechtas. But the two halachas don't shtim. Over here it's Mashma offer stam is considered batal. Over there it's Mashma offer stam is not considered batal. So the Gemara is going to say three terus. The first terus says, "Amar Rafuna man Tana Aholus." You want to know who the Tana of the Mishnah Aholus is? Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. Freit the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi. Ibchash Amin Alei. I mean, first of all, which Rabbi Yosi? And besides, if anything, we know Rabbi Yosi holds punk fakir. The time you learn to the price of Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi said, "Tevin vein asa lefnoisai." If somebody put Tevin in a house, again the same case of the house, and he had in mind to leave the Tevin there, hareyu kisnam offer. It's treated like stam offer, meaning it's batal. Oop. Offer va'asal if nice. If somebody put offer, but he had in mind to remove the offer, then areo ki stam tevin. It's like stam tevin for light bottle. Bottom line is, where's Rabbi Yosi hold? Stam offer is bottles. You can't tell me that the Mishnah in Aholis that says tzroiros ubitla is going according to Rabbi Yosi, because if anything, we have information about Rabbi Yosi that said just the opposite. Now Rabbi Yosi was talking about offer, he wasn't talking about tzroiros, but offer and tzroiros, they're one and the same, like we saw in the Mishnah. The point is that you see Rabbi Yosi sheet is that stam offer is going to be bottles. Like Marcus, let me clarify. Elam Ravasi. No, Ravasi meant to say Man Tana Erev and Rabbi Yosi. And now we understand why he picked Rabbi Yosi, not some other Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. It's because we have this price of Rabbi Yosi, where Rabbi Yosi said Mefurish Tevin Ve'en Asa Lefnoisei Harei Ukistam Offer. Our Mishnah that's Mashma Stam Offer is considered bottle. Is Rabbi Yosi in that price in the sugyas of Masechtas Aholos? You're right. It doesn't stim with the Mishnah in the 15th parak of Masechtas Aholos, but Loi Kasha, because the first teretz is two different Tanaim. The Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Aholos is maybe a Stam Mishnah Rameir, whoever the Tana is, but the Tana of Unzer Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. As a result, it's not a Kasha. I'm going to read Rabbi Yeshua Amar, a different Teretz. Tuma, Shabbos, Karamis. You're asking a Kasha between Tuma and Shabbos. Hanachis and Shabbos. Dafilu Arniki Nami Mevatel Inish. The reason in our Mishnah, Offer is bottled even without any Kavanis, is because Offer is unique on Shabbos. It's Muktzah. So because it's Muktzah, you're not moving it on Shabbos. Because you're not moving it on Shabbos, that's why it's bottled. What was his raya? If you would have an arniki, you would have a wallet, something that's very valuable, something you're certainly not going to leave in a charet. You certainly wouldn't leave it there after Shabbos, yet on Shabbos itself, you wouldn't be able to touch it. So for Shabbos, it would be batal. You know why? Because on Shabbos, it's muktzah. Tumah is not going to do a muktzah. Not going to do a muktzah, so it's more in svara. Is a person going to remove the tzroiros? Is he not going to remove the tzroiros? So, obviously, the time of the Mishnah holds that tzroiros is something that a person will probably, move. And that's why as it relates to Tumah, the only time it plugs up the house is if it's tzroiros or bitlay. As it relates to Masechtas Erevin, however, we were dealing with Hilchas Shabbos. On Shabbos, nobody's moving an arniki. Because, I mean, no one's moving tzrayas. Why? Because it's like an arnik, because it's muktzah. And it's for that reason it's going to be batal. Third teretz, Rav Ashi, Amar Bayis, Acharetz, Karamis. It's two different halachas, because one is talking about a bayis, the other one's talking about a charetz. Bishlam, Acharetz, Lemetan Yekai. Because Acharetz, yeah, you put dirt in Acharetz. El Bayis, Lemetan Yekai. Nobody leaves dirt inside a house. So obviously the rocks and the dirt in the house, eventually you're going to move. So unless you are mevatel, it's not considered batal. Oh, and Acharetz is different. Either way, we had an apparent stira between two mishnayas, Erevin and Aholis. If somebody puts offer stam inside some container, whether it's a charetz, whether it's a bayis, and he had no kavanas at all, do we assume that it's bottled to the area, or do we assume it's not bottled to the area? From the Mishnah in Erevin, it's mashma min asam, it's bottled to the area. From the Mishnah in Aholos, it was mashma, it's not bottled to the area. Bechur, it's a stira. The Gemara said three distinctions between the two Mishnayas. Either like kasha, two different tanaim, or one is Shabbos and one is Tumah, thus there's a muktzah component, or one is a bayis and one is a charetz. Obvious to root. Zok the Gemara, nasan olav neser, Shereich of Dalid. The Mishnah said that if you wanted to put a bridge that's going to go from one chatzar to the other chatzar, if the bridge was four tefachim wide, so then the halacha is that it unites the two chatzeros, and as a result, the halacha then becomes that if you want to be ma'ariv one, you can be ma'ariv one. If you want to be ma'ariv two, you can be ma'ariv two. Amar Rava, Rava said, L'shana v'l'shanasan l'rachbet. The only time this is true, what's true? That the bridge would have to go from one chatzer to the other chatzer, like your standard bridge. That's only if you put the length of the neser, the board, along the width of the charetz, avola arkay. But if you would put the neser along the length of the charetz, afilu kol shu nami, even if it would be a kol shu, you would have the same exact halacha. A kol shu meaning, even if it didn't go across, a kol shu also, it wouldn't have to be four tfachim wide, that's included in the loishanu. It wouldn't have to be four tfachim wide, and the reason is sharemiyot abedalit, because at the end of the day, it's you just narrowed the gap, it's not four tfachim anymore. Again, a picture is very valuable here. If you put the board across, so then you need that it should serve as a pesach, it would have to be four tfachim wide. If, however, you're just going to narrow the gap of the charetz, so then it doesn't have to be four tefachim wide. Rashi adds, it would have to be four tefachim long because you still have to work with four tefachim. You can't be memayet anything unless it's four tefachim. So the length of the board, assuming it's going along the length of the charetz, would have to be four tefachim. But the width, the thickness, in this case, would not have to be four tefachim because as long as it's memayet a little, it doesn't have to be a bridge. A bridge is, yeah, if it's going across, it has to be a bridge. But if you're going to put it along the length, you're going to put it inside the charetz, you're going to be memayet the thickness of the charetz, so that works also. So if you do it that way, then even if it's a kol shu, it's going to work. So just like a board works to combine these two chatzeres, you can take two houses that are across from each other, each have porches, you put a board across, if it's four tefachim wide, that's going to work as well. It's master from the Mishnah, Rava said, that the only time the shnei gezuz terayis work is if they were zuken egezu. They were literally parallel to each other. But let's say they weren't parallel to each other. They were off a little bit. One was a little to the right. The other one was a little bit to the left. Its mashma wouldn't work. Right. Additionally, another diak Rava made for the Mishnah. Vezula maila mezunami. It also sounds like it has to be on the same height. But if one would be a little higher than the other, it sounds like that would also not work. So Rava said two diukim from the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said zuke negezu. It sounds like they have to literally be facing each other. It can't be to the right or to the left. Additionally, it sounds like one can't be higher than the other. So Rava qualified this diuk. This, that it's meduyuk in the Mishnah. That they have to be facing each other. This, that it's meduyuk in the Mishnah. That one can't be told, and then the other, here's the punchline. That's only a problem if they're off by three tefachim. So it's at least three tefachim to the right, three tefachim to the left, three tefachim taller, three tefachim short. But if it's within three tefachim range, gezustera akumehi, then you can make a gezustera. It's going to be viewed as a bridge. It's going to be crooked. Okay, so it's crooked. That's fine. It's a little curvy. Nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be considered gezustera. So the halacha is, it's still going to be able to unite the gezustera. So yeah, the Mishnah Me is meduyik. It has to be zuken egezu. That's lafuke gimel tefachim. But if it's not off by three tefachim and erivin, anything that's within three tefachim is always considered as if it's together. Mitvan shebein shtei chatzeros. If you had a pile of tevin that separated two chatzeros. This is the Mishnah that the Gemara brought right in the beginning of the Daf. If it's 10 tefachim, tol ma'arvin, shtayim ve'ma'arvin echad. So it serves as a mechitza, just like the kaisel and the charetz. So too, this mitvan does the same exact thing. It tells us if the two chatzeros want to make a reuven, they would each have to make their own eruv. But the ve'ma'arvin echad, if they wanted to make one eruv between the two, it's like two chatzeros that have no pesach one to the other, they can't make one eruv. Elo machilu mikan ve'elo machilu mikan. Zok the Mishnah chiddush. The people of the two respective chatzeros are allowed to eat from the tevin. They're allowed to feed it to their animals on Shabbos. They're allowed to take it. They're allowed to take the tevin on Shabbos. It's not a problem. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that as soon as the tevin is eaten to the point that there's less than 10 tefachim, we have a problem. Like the Mishnah says, nismayta tevin masara tefachim, if there's less than 10 tefachim, ma'arvin echad ve'ima'arvin shnayin. At this point, it's not a regular kaisel anymore. If you don't have a kaisel of 10 tefachim, now it's viewed as one big chatzer. If you want to make an eruv, you have to make one eruv. You can't make two eruv. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're allowed to eat it, and you're not worried that maybe it's going to get to the point where it's going to be the less than 10 tefachim, kamash malon, that it's not going to be a problem. So again, all these mishnayos all had their own chidushim. Kaisel had its set of chidushim. The charetz, that's the last Mishnah with the Gemara that we just learned. As it relates to the mitvan shemei shtei chatzeres, number one, there's a chidush that the tevin serves as a mechitza. Right? The Gemara discussed it a little bit on the bottom of Ayin Chesem at base. You see, the tevin doesn't work as a chatzitza. It can't plug the whole of the of the charetz, yet it can work as a mechitza, so that's a chiddush apparently unto itself. But there's a nice of the chiddush that if the people want to eat the tevin, it's fine. The loy chay shinon, then maybe it's going to end up being less than 10 tfachim, and if it's less than 10 tfachim, so then you have a problem. You're going to end up carrying, thinking it's still 10 tfachim, where really it's not, because now it's one big chatzah. So one big chatzah, you have a real issue on your hand. Kamash mulon, that it's not a problem. This that the Mishnah said, and we're not worried that you're going to take so much tevin that it's going to be less than 10 tfachim. That means you're allowed to let the animals do their thing. We'll see what that means in a second. But this is what it doesn't mean, said Rav Huna. You're not letting go, take a kupa and start bringing piles of tevin and putting it into the kupa. And the reason is because then already there's a concern, Rashi says, Duma shokul tuva umamid le me'asara. That's already a concern. If the animal's doing its own thing, we're not so worried. But if you're going to do it, then already it is a concern. Incidentally, just you would, if let's say the animal would take so much and it would be less than 10 tfachim now, you would need less than 10 tfachim for a 10 amma distance, because you would have to make a real pirtza inside the kaisel. You let have one part of the kaisel that doesn't have 10 tfachim. That's like gara from a Pesach. That's not a problem necessarily. And just because it's a Pesach doesn't mean you have to be ma'ariv as one. When you have a kaisel that has a Pesach, it means you have the option to be ma'ariv as one. It doesn't mean you have to be ma'ariv as one, so it doesn't mess anybody up. Both chatzeres made their own eriv. There was a wall. Now there's a Pesach in the wall. Okay, so what? You could still do your own thing. Yeah, you're right. Had you known there was a Pesach before Shabbos, had that been the case, you could have made one eriv, but you didn't have to make one eriv. When you run into a problem is when the wall comes down. The wall doesn't come down unless you have a pirtza that's too big to even be viewed as a Pesach. How big would it have to be? It would have to be 10 amos, poshet. But either way, so if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Michael L'toich Kupasa, yeah, that's already a concern. If the animal's going to do its thing, it's going to be for the Gemara. So Uk Mishari. Okay, it sounds like from Rav Huna, the only thing that's not good is Shelo Yitein L'toich Kupasa V'yachal. But let's say you take the animal, you grab it by the lapel, and you put it by the straw. S, right? Sounds like that's something you are allowed to do. Frank the Gemara, why are you allowed to do that? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna himself said, Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'amidon, the Mesmem Tel Gabi Asav and B'Shabbos, Ma'amidon, the Mesmem Tel Gabi Mukta B'Shabbos. You're allowed to take an animal and put it on grass that it's attached to the ground on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take your animal and put it on top of Mukta on Shabbos. Why? What would be the concern? If you're going to go with your animal next to the grass, you may do an Aveira. What might you do? I don't know, maybe you'll be Toilish. Toilish? Kaitzer? That's Malach HaDeiraisa. Yidden don't do Chil Shabbos MeDeiraisa by mistake so fast. Happens, but we're not so worried about that. To put your animal on top of Mukta, what might you do? You may be metaltal muktzah. Muktzah is an issa d'rabbanan. Muktzah is an issa d'rabbanan. That's something we are concerned you're going to do. But what do you see from here? There's always a concern if you get too close to an issa d'rabbanan that you may do an issa d'rabbanan. And Rav Huna said it in almost the identical context. He said, don't take an animal, put it on top of muktzah on Shabbos. You know why? Because you may go be metaltal muktzah. So how does Rav Huna allow you to take the animal, put it by the mechitza of Tevin, the... Once you're so close, you may take Tevin, and if you take Tevin, you may end up with a chatzer that's less than 10 tfachim, and if the chatzer is less than 10 tfachim, now you have an Erevin problem. So just like Rav Huna was worried about the Mukta problem, why wasn't he worried about the Erevin problem? So Gemara says, Enochinami, the Kam La Ba'apa, Va'azav Achle. You're right, Rav Huna, when he said, Obavachlo Yitein L'toich Kupasa V'yaychel, he didn't mean that everything else is okay. It's also not okay to be Maimed as Behemtai, Al Gabiat Tevin. What can you do? You can become La Ba'apa. You can try to, you know, navigate, veer your animal in that direction if you want it to eat, but enochinami, to be maimeded, to physically put it on top of the tevin, it could be something that wouldn't be okay either. Zok tigimav la'itein l'teich kupasei tevin, is that true? Rav Huna said, one thing is clear, you yourself are not allowed to take tevin. So you have two chatzeres side by side, they're separated by a wall, the wall is a big haystack. You're not allowed to take tevin on Shabbos. You can bring your animal there, as long as you direct it, you don't physically put it there, Rav Huna l'shitasai, but to take the toich kupasi, that's zikr not. Why not? It's a concern that you may end up taking so much that there's going to be less than asara. Freik to Gemara, is that really true? Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. There was a house that was between two chatzeros. So the metzias of this case is a little different than a lot of the other cases that we've seen so far in Masechta Zeirvin. This is a new picture. And the cases where there were two chatzeres that were side by side, the chatzeres were separated by a wall, but the wall didn't go across the entire area that separates the two chatzeres. But rather, at one point, there was a house. Half of the house belonged to one chatzer, and the other half of the house belonged to the other chatzer. So literally, if you're standing at the midpoint between these two chatzeres, there's a wall, let's say for 80% of it, but there's a part of it that doesn't have a wall. There's a part of it that instead has a house, and in that house itself, there's a line in the sand. Half the house belongs to one chatzer, the other half belongs to the other chatzer. The metzius was where this house that's chatzi-chatzi had a house that opened up to it on both of its sides. So there's a house in one chatzah that opens up to the half a house, and there's a house in the other chatzah that opens up into the other house. Put in other words, you have three houses that are literally side by side by side that open up into each other. One and a half is in one chatzah, the other one and a half is in the other chatzah. Now, there was no wall that was at the point of the middle house where the two chatzahs met. However, there was tevin, and the tevin was 10 tefachim tall. So because the tevin was 10 tefachim tall, that gufa served as a wall, like we see in our Mishnah. Mitvan shebein shtei chatzeres kevoy asar tefachim ma'arvin shnayim. So really, at the end of the day, by the time you're done with this whole spiel, what you have is two chatzeres that are separated with a wall. At one point you have a real wall, and at some point you have a mitvan shel tevin. Okay, so this is where it gets exciting. Zok de Mishnah. I mean, zok de Braisa. So you have a bias that was between two chatzeres, melo tevin. Arvin shnayim, arvin echot. Right, you make two eruv, you don't make one. Noisel teichabas, zeh noisel teichabas v'yaychol, zeh noisel teichabas v'yaychol. Here's the problem. Says the brayis in the flourish. If you want to take tevin. Not just that, you don't have to put your behemoth there. Take, bring your kupa, old fashioned. Take it however you want to take it. This might not have him yud tefachim. What happens if you end up having less than 10 tefachim? Shnei masur. Then everybody is aser to carry in those three houses. The Gemara is going to explain this in detail. Ketzad oisa, what should you do? Noyelis beisai, lock your house. Umevatelis reshusai, be mevatel your reshus. Who usher? The person that locked this house and was mevatelis reshus is going to be usher. We'll see what this all means. The chaveri mutter is chaver is going to be mutter. And the Gemara is going to explain all of this. The same is true. Similar halacha, the Braisa continues as begoyv shol tevin. If you had a ditch and there was tevin inside, shbein shtei tchumei Shabbos, it was between two tchumei Shabbos. A half of this goyv belongs to one tchum and the other half belongs to the other tchum. So the halacha is, again, that you have to be careful as far as the two sides. The Gemara will explain this. Ketani mias, we just need one thing right now. We have a Braisa that has a very similar halacha to the Mishnah, albeit in a much more elaborate context. But one part of it is certainly identical to our Mishnah. The core principle is the halacha of the Mishnah. And that is, if you have a mitvan, the halacha is, it serves as a mechitza. The Braisa said mefurish that if you want to take tevin, you can. Now the Mishnah said the same thing. But Rav Huna said in the Mishnah, ubelvad shelo yitein l'toich kubasei v'yaychel. The Braisa said mefurish, zen noisel l'toich kubasei v'yaychel, v'zen noisel l'toich kubasei v'yaychel. That's why we mentioned this Braisa. Frank the Gemara, it's a mefurish of Braisa nalker. Rav Huna was mefurish the Mishnah, that's fine. But he had a mefurish of Braisa. That's not like Rav Huna. Zok the Gemara ketani mi, zen noisel l'toich kubasei v'yaychel, v'zen noisel l'toich kubasei v'yaychel. It's a steer to Rav Huna. Amri, so the Gemara says you have to say there's a chilek. Bias, kivan, the Ikka Tikra, being that in the case of the Braisa, it was the Tevin was in a house, right? It's a very specific case, and it was different than the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, there was two Chatzeres. The Chatzer is outdoors. There happens to be a haystack that's separating these two Chatzeres. Okay, the Braisa's case is where there's a house, half the house belongs to this Chatzer, half the house belongs to that chatzer, and in the house you made a mechitza shel tevin. So in the Mishnah's case, the mechitza shel tevin is outdoors. In the Braisa's case, it's indoors. Why does that matter? It matters because when it's indoors, it means there's a roof. And if there's a roof, ki mifches minker alei milsa. As you're taking a little bit of straw, you're going to notice that the distance between the top of this haystack and the ceiling is being diminished. You're going to see it getting low. When it's outside, it's just very hard to notice. A tefach is so small. You're not going to notice it. But when it's indoors, you have a better perception of what's happening. And as a result, in the Mishnah's case, we're concerned that you end up being memayedit pachas miyasara without noticing it, you end up having a problem. In the Bryce's case, this is not something that we are worried about. Nismayit hateven miyasara tefachim shnei masur. The Mishnah and the Bryce both said that in the event that you were memayet this mitvan to less than 10 tefachim, so the halach is that everyone's going to have a problem. It sounds like that as long as you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim, it's going to be okay. Specifically the Braisa, right? The Braisa, where you have this mechitza shel tevin, it's inside the house. There's Tikra. That's why we're not concerned. Ubavad shelo yitein zelo teichu pasei. To the contrary, zen noisel teichu pasei. Even Rav Huna is going to be meida. But at the same time, you just have to be careful that it doesn't go less than 10 fachim. As long as it's not less than 10 fachim, it's not going to be a problem. But one thing is clear. It sounds like it doesn't have to go all the way up to the roof. Just 10 tefachim. We're just worried about 10 tefachim. Doesn't have to go to the shmamin. Oh, why is that so pashit? We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. Mechitzes. Is this a right that mechitzes don't have to go all the way up until the roof? We've had this discussion. Damayron debated this, whether mechitza has to go up until the roof or doesn't have to go up until. Usually mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. But if it's indoors, it could be needs to go up until the tikra. It's a reis, it's a chisarn if it doesn't go up until the tikra. So lechura, isn't this a raya that the mechitza doesn't have to go until the tikra? Rabbi, and we're talking about where the house is ceiling was 13 tefachim minus a mashu. As a result, the tevin asara, so if you have tevin, that's asara, even though it doesn't go all the way up until the top, but it's within 3 tefachim. Oh, if it's within 3 tefachim, you have lovud, it's as if it goes all the way. Maybe it has to go up until the roof, but within 3 tefachim, it's as if it went all the way up until the roof. Rafuna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Methul Tevin Bayis Asara. For the same vein, you could say that maybe the bias, the roof was only 10 tefachim, the tevin shivan umashu, and the tevin was 7 and mashu. Again, it's within 3 tefachim. The chopachim shleisha kalavadami. This is already a chiddush. That as long as it's within 3 tefachim from the ceiling, we look at the mechitza as if it's 10 tefachim, even though it's not. It's only 7 and a third. But we're going to use lavud to be mashlim the shir of the mechitza, and as a result, it's going to be a mechitza that's going to divide the two chatzeres. Zok the gemara bishlam ilah baya haynu tanim yasaro. What did the Braisa say? Braisa said, make sure it doesn't end up being less than 10. Going to buy it has to be 10. It just doesn't have to go all the way up until the roof because the 10 was within 3 tefachim from the roof. El Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, my me asara. It's not asara, right? The number is not 10. What's the number? The number is 7 and change. It just has to be within the sheer lovet of 10. So we mean less than 10. It was never 10 in the first place. I thought it only has to be within 7. The Gemara says, right, me teres asara. It doesn't physically have to be asara, but at the end of the day, it's 7 and a mashu, so that together with lovet, it's asara. It has to shtim with the number of asara. That's the point. Shneim asurim. So again, going back to the case of the Braisa, because that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now for the next few lines. The Braisa discussed the case where there were two chatzeres that were side by side. There was a wall that went through a good part of the chatzer, but it didn't go all the way from one side to the other side. At some point, there were three houses that were side by side by side. The middle house was chatzi in one chatzer. The other chatzi was in the other chatzer. And the line in between that house was this mitfan. The mitfan didn't have to go all the way up until the roof, either because mechitzes sheni magias latikra shma mechitzes, or maybe because it was within the sheer lavet. The point is, as long as it's a 10 tefach mechitza, everything's going to be okay. Once it's less than 10 tefachim, what's the halacha? Then everybody is aser. The Mishnah said, shneim asurim. Everybody, both of them are going to be aser. Meaning no one's going to be allowed to carry. This is important. It's mashma from the Rishonim in the three houses. No one's going to be able to carry in these three houses. And the reason is because these three houses right now don't have a mechitza anymore. So because they don't have a mechitza, so now it's one big exposed area. So unless they make an eruv chatzeres, nobody's going to be able to carry. That's basically the halacha of the braisa. Zokti gemara, shmami no. Should this be a ride? Yirma bum b'shabbos asurim. Right, we've seen an idea that came up a lot in Masechta Zeirvin. If you have an eruv that was kosher in the beginning of Shabbos, and then on Shabbos something happened and got messed up, is that a problem? Is that not a problem? This is svara, kimen shahutra, hutra. Once something's mutter l'mikzas haShabbos, it's going to be mutter. An example of that would be if somebody moves into town on Shabbos, right? Do they mess up the Erev? They weren't included in the Erev. They weren't here before Shabbos. So do they mess up the Erev? Do they not mess up the Erev? So the Gemara, it certainly sounds like that the status of an Erev can change on Shabbos. Because if the status of an Erev can't change on Shabbos, who cares that on Shabbos you don't have 10 tefachim of straw? It was good in the beginning of Shabbos. Now the wall got knocked down. Now you have yourself an issue. It shouldn't be a problem. So is this a ride during Mabam and Shabbos? Assuming the Gemara says, no, Duma Imit Me Asmo. Maybe this, we're talking about where it happened before Shabbos. Meaning in the event that before Shabbos this happened, then it's going to be a problem. Meaning if you're Mamayit before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, you're going to have Ben Echanami. It could be there is a halacha that if in the beginning of Shabbos it was 10 tefachim, at that point you're not going to have a problem. Okay, so let's say it's less than 10 tefachim and it's Shabbos now. It was Nismait before Shabbos, let's say. Right now it's Shabbos, and you look, you measure the mechitza, oops, it's not 10 tefachim. So what do you do now? So these three batim are going to have an issue. It's mashman, the two chatzeres are not going to have a problem. These three batim is where the problem is going to be. So the Braisa gave us a solution. Kate said, "Why is it noilas beisoy? One of the people should lock their house, umevatel rishusoy, and then what he should do is, he should be mevatel his rishus. So he should be mevatel his rishos, and he should lock his house. Now, bittul rishos makes sense, right? Two people, they live together, they didn't make a ruv chatzeris, so what's the next best thing? Be mevatel your rishos. What do you mean mevatel your rishos? I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you, so now it belongs to you. And what happens when I'm mevatel rishos? I'm not going to carry from my house into the chatzer. That's true. You could do whatever you want, but the point is that at the very least, I can carry in the chatzer at all. I'm your guest. I can carry from your house into the chatzer. That's the concept of bittul rishos. So we're familiar with bittul rishos, but here there's a new knetch. Noyelus base. You have to lock it. Tarti, what do you have to do too? Gemara says, "Hachi, come here. You don't have to do too. Oy noyles beisai, either lock your door, oy mevatel shu, or you be mevatel yerushos." So, what does noyles beisai do? Like, what's the point? So, Rashi, the goli daite, when you lock your house, the stalik mehacha v'hane betulay. It's like a bittul. I'm being mistalik myself from this whole matzav here. I'm going to live in the chatzah tonight. I'm not here. And as a result, it serves as a bittul. Really, you do have to do both. You have to lock the doors and you have to move out to your rishos. Why would you have to lock your door? Bittul rishos certainly should work. Not sure what locking your door is. But for sure, bittul rishos. Well, let's keep it simple. Bittul rishos zicha works. So why would you have to lock your doors? The Gemara says, give me the dashbei. You know why? Because we're afraid that being that this person was used to having this house as part of his chatzer, and now all of a sudden it's not, he may by mistake go ahead and carry. So to prevent that from happening, you lock your doors, and like this, it's not an issue. Rashi says something very interesting here. Dibra maskal v'iba yisem al oivam tarti. Reading from the middle of Rashi. V'hu adin desfir le lahay tano b'chol mevatli rishos d'boi lino. This is not just a chiddush in this halacha, but anytime a person's mevatel is rishos, he always has to lock his door, because you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chatzer. And mean that there's a concern you may do it, so this is a special shmira you always have to have every time you mevatel rishos. Then the bride said, who asa v'chaveri mutter? The person that was mevatel is not allowed to carry from the house. Right, he's out. He was mevatel his rishos. Of course he's out. Mara says, so about the chiddush is where the other person was mevatel back to him. Welcome, Ash. One day, mevatel b'chayz mevatel. You would have thought that I'm mevatel to you. Like, what's the svar? Why would you do that? Each person wanted to use their house. Okay, I'll be mevatel to you. Use it. Then when you're done, you'll be mevatel to me. And then when you need it, I'll be mevatel to you. We'll keep on going back and forth all Shabbos. So the chiddush is that a mevatel b'chayz mevatel, which we know is a major machlokes hamayiron. So that's the chiddush. This bride, so v'chein ata oimer begoyv shel tevin shebein shtei tchumei Shabbos. If you had a goyv shel tevin, again, we're dealing with this tevin, and half the tevin was on one tchum, half the tevin was on the other tchum. You're allowed to take your half, just like when you had the mitzvah that was between the two chatzeres. Each person's allowed to do his own thing. Just make sure it doesn't get less than 10 fachim. The same is true with tchum. It's talk to Gemara pshita. Why would you think not? Let's reach the Rabbi Akiva. You would have thought, if I'm going to take from half of the goyv, I may end up taking from the other half of the goyv. That's the chiddush, that this is not something that we are worried about. Talk to Mishnah. In this next Mishnah is a classic. How do you go about doing shetufei mevayoy? So the old school way of doing is you have somebody knock on every door of every member of every chatzer, and you collect a little bit of food, and like this, everyone's mishtatef, and they ruvi chatzeris, everyone's mishtatef in the shetuf and mevayis, and that's what you do. What the Mishnah is about to say is that if one person wants to be mezakin on behalf of everybody else, this is something he's allowed to do. It says the Mishnah, nechaz achav, so a person can take a chavis. For Oymer, you could say, harezu l'chol b'nei mavod. I want this to be for all the b'nei hamavod. Now, in order for this to work, you have to be mezakeh to everybody. Meaning, first, everyone in the mavi has to own a little part of it. Then, step two, they can use it as their shetuvim advice. So if I pick something up and I say, I have this barrel of wine, this wine, I'm being mezakeh to the b'nei mavoi. You can't do that. You have to do a kinyan. Someone has to be kinyaned on behalf of the b'nei mavoi. It's not just a magical declaration that somehow works. There's a gather of how every chosh and mishpat move works in Chazal. So how does this work? I'm taking this chavis. I want to be mezakin on behalf of the B'nai Mavoy. Medaf epistan, says the Mishnah, mezakin lahen. Yeah, you need someone to do a kinyan. Who could do the kinyan? Al B'nai B'nai B'ta G'daylan. You can have one of your children do it, your son, your daughter, as long as they're G'daylan. V'ayidei avdoi v'shav chasa your Ivrim. Your Evid Ivri could do it. Your Amma Avriya could do it. V'ayidei ishta, and your wife could even do it. Certainly, a total stranger could do it. Chiddush is that even they can do it. Aval in mezake, but you can't do it. Loyal de b'nai b'te haknanim, v'loyal de avdei v'shev chasei haknanim. And the reason is b'nei sheyadon kiyad, because their hand is like your hand. They're not an independent rishos. So for me to give it to you to be mezaket on their behalf, it would have to be that Reuven's giving it to Shimon. But if my right hand gives it to my left hand, it doesn't work. And being that a katan and an Eved and a Shivcha Knani are Yadon Ki Yadai, so therefore it doesn't work. By the way, a person has a mominous ownership in his Eved Ivri for sure, in his Amavriya, even in his wife. But at the same time, that mominus that he has is not a Yadon Ki Yadai mominus. So the Mishnah is being mechalik in Echos, qualitatively, between the levels of Chayshav Mishpat ownership, monetary ownership, that the man has. The bottom line is that somebody, if he wants, he can be mezakeh his whole mava, his whole chatzar, with shetufim. We're talking specifically about shetufim avayis. You could do it on behalf of the whole oilam. It's not a problem. But someone has to be koinin on behalf of everybody else. It has to be theirs. It's not, I can't donate it. It has to be theirs. I could be mezakeh to you. How am I mezakeh to you? I appoint someone, I give it to them, and they do it on your behalf. Now, you'll ask me a question. How could my son be zoicha in something on behalf of my entire cul-de-sac? How could you do that? I can be mezaka something to you on your behalf if you would make my son a shliach. Okay, shlucha shaladim k'maisai. So then there's a concept that somebody could do something on your behalf. You have to make him a shliach. How would this work? The teretz is zochin la'adam shalai. This is where Erevin's going to meet Nashim Nezikin. Zochin la'adam shalai b'fanim. I mean that there's an idea of zochin la'adam shalai b'fanim. Anytime there's a davar shal schos, I'm allowed to do something for you because it's implied somehow that it's okay. How does Shchiya work? Pash does it works mitam shlichos. There's a svar, there's an umdana that had you known you would have made me a shlich, so even though you never made me a shlich, it's as if you made me a shlich. Bottom line is, the way this works is mitin zchiya zochin v'adam shaloi b'fanav. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, chavish al shetufim mevayos. If someone has a chavis and it's a chavish al shetufim mevayos, sarach like bimena karka tefach. So if I'm going to be mezakid on behalf of the oilam, so I need another person. I can't just be me. I need another person. That person has to make a kinyan. What kinyan? Hagbah. That's a good kinyan, right? Hagbah is a fantastic kinyan. So the person that's doing the hagbah would have to lift this chavis off the karka, a tefach. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hani tarti mili sabi de pumpadisa aminu. I heard the following two things from sabi de pumpadisa. Rashi says that the Gemara said, Hedrin yizayin amid beis, right? All these different lishoines that we find sometimes in Chazal to describe different amirom. What does the Gemara talk about then? Sanhedrin yizayin amid beis, asterisk. Sanhedrin yizayin amid beis. So Rashi, the Gemara says, who are the sabi de pumpadisa, the elders of pumpadisa? It was Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was one that just said, Chavish al shetufim mevayis, tzarel chapiyam and akarka tefach. So Rava said, I heard the following two things from the Sabi de Pumpadisa. Chada, ha. This is the first one. I heard this from Sabi de Pumpadisa. It's very nice. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Idach, the second one is on the Kaddish. When somebody makes Kiddish, you have to drink, right? You make Kiddish on wine, you have to drink the wine. If Tom Aloy Lugmav Yatza, if you drink Kamaloy Lugmav Yatza, then Lav, and if you didn't drink Kamaloy Lugmav Yatza, you're not going to be Yatza. What's Kamaloy Lugmav? By the way, Taisvis discusses it over here. But Pashtas Kamaloy Lugmav is a rive of a revius. You have to drink the majority of a revius, which is the halacha. You have to drink a majority of a revius. Amrav Chaviva. Hanami Sumat Pumpadisa. I'll tell you something else I heard from Sabi the Pumpadisa. Amrav Yudam Ashmul. Oysamadur Lachaya Bashavas. A woman that just had a baby, you let her be Mechal Shabbos for her. She has a din of a chayla sheyesh beis hakanah, and you can make a fire for her on Shabbos. The Olam thought, l'chaya and l'chayla loy, maybe only for a chaya, maybe not for an ordinary chayla. Additionally, maybe not during the winter where it gets cold, but maybe during the summer where it's not so cold, maybe the fire is not so important. Shmuel clarified. He said, hik is dam, even if someone was mak is dam. He bloodlet, when it's standing and he feels cold, you can make a fire for Shabbos, the afilim betchufas tamas, even on the hottest day of the year. Once we're on the topic of things that Sabi the Pumpadisa, also known as Rav Yehuda, said, I'll tell you something else I heard from Sabi the Pumpadisa. What's an example of stam ashera? So ashera is an avodah zara boim, right? But how do you know if you see someone worshipping an ashera? Okay, so you know it's an ashera. What would be if you don't know? You have no information. Any way of knowing, just from based on circumstantial evidence, that even though we don't have any Adim that ever saw somebody literally worship this tree, but still we're going to know it's an Asherah tree. Is there an example of an Asherah stam on my Ravya? If you see all the galochim, they stand around this tree, they're watching it as if it's some grace zach, then obviously it must be it's an Asherah. Additionally, if you see they're not eating the peris, that's also a sign. Shmuel amat Shmuel said, going to Amri, Hani Tamri l'shichra, Devei Nitzrufu. If you hear people say, oh, those tamarim, those dates, yeah, we're going to make beer from those dates and we're going to bring it to the Avodah Zarah. And the reason they would bring it to the space of Avodah Zarah is they would drink it on their yontif. Again, this is another example of what would be a stam asherah. And Amemar said, I heard this from the Sabi the Pumpadisa.
Another thing that Meimar heard from Sabi the Pumpadisa, for Amruli Sabi the Pumpadisa, Hilchas Agavasi the Shmuel, that the Halacha is like Shmuel, meaning with regards to this Machloikas of Sam Asherah, the Halacha is like Shmuel. But the bottom line is, why are we talking about Sabi the Pumpadisa? Because the Gemara started with something that Rav Yehuda said. Chavish al Shetufim Mevoyus, Tzarech Lagbiyam in Akarka Tefach. Who's Rav Yehuda? It's Sabi the Pumpadisa. Rav said, here are two things, Beshem Sabi the Pumpadisa. This was one of them. Faith the Gemara Meisve, Akasha, Ketz Meshtakfim Bemavoy. If somebody wants to be Mezaka Shetufim, if it all belongs to him, Zachal Zakis, he would have to be Mazaka to everybody. You'd have to find somebody, Zachal Befanav, let that person be kinder on behalf of everybody else. And if it belongs to other people, meaning it wasn't yours, you actually took other people's things and you're making Shadufim Mavoyos. That's a different type of Zachal B'Shalay Befanav. You know, it's one thing if you're actually, you know, paying the bill. Here, you're taking it from everybody else. It's Zachal idea. You have to be my idea then. Now, if you're going to be Zachal on behalf of everybody else, what kinyan do you make? Hagbah? How much of Agbah do you have to do? Umagbiyam in Akarka? Mashu. A mashu. What's the kasha? It's a braisa. And it doesn't seem to stem with what Rabbi Yehuda, Sabi the Pumpadisa said. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chavish al Shluf and Mavoy Sarach Lagbiyam in Akarka Tefach. Here it says mashu. So, my mashu nami the kamra tefach. You know what mashu over here means? Mashu over here means tefach. There's a Taisus here that talks about what Agbah means in other places in Shas. Taisus says you can't bring rayas from Shluf and Mavoyos, but not for now. But just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. So this Mishnah and Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis gets involved in some real important halacha and lumdis that is really nogeya ganshas from the standpoint of Hilchas Kinyanim, from the standpoint of Zachon La'adam Shalei Befanav. What's a person's relationship to his children? Whether they're gedolim, whether they're ktanim, his wife, from a Choshem Mishpat perspective, his Eved Ivri, his Om Ivriya, his Eved Kanani, his Shivcha Kananis, the concept of Yadon Ki Yadoi. So there's a lot of buzzwords in this Mishnah that are really negeya some of the Sugis Chamuris and Chas. But just one Ha'ara that comes out of this Mishnah that's discussed by the Gemara and the Rishonim, but not in our Sugya, but rather in a Gemara Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, a well-known Gemara. The Gemara over there brings a halacha that Rav Yehuda said. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Sabi the Pumpadisa, Tzror Vizarkoi. If you have a katan, and this katan has come of age, he's not bar mitzvah yet, but he's old enough that if you give him a rock, he's going to throw the rock away. Egges v'noitloi. If you give him an egges, you give him a nut, he's going to keep it. Meaning he's intelligent. He knows the difference between something that he has no interest in and something that he would be interested in. So said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi, Zoycha la'atzmoi ve'ein zoycha la'acherim. This katan is old enough that if he wants to be zoycha on something for himself, he can. But if he wants to be zoycha something for somebody else, that's not something he's going to be allowed to do. What if he's to the age where if you give him a chefetz, he even knows how to return it, then that's even a higher level of maturity. Zoycha, he can make a kinyan bein latz and bein lachem, both for himself and for other people. This was said over to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said, I told Shmuel what Rav Asi said, and Shmuel said, I disagree. He said, I think that the katan that's at the age of Tzor Vizarkoi Eges V'noitloi is the same as the katan that's at the age of Chefetz U'machziroi La'acharsha. I mean, they have the same exact halacha. Okay, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. It's that technical in the beginning. Tzor Vizarkoi Eges V'noitloi, that's a certain level of maturation, and as a result, this katan is not treated like a katan that can't do anything, but rather he's zoycha la'atzmoy, he just can't be zoycha la'acher. He can make a kinyan for himself. He just can't make a kinyan for Yenin. If he's already at the age of chevetz u'machzir la'achasha, oh, that's already a higher level of maturity. He can be zoycha bein la'atzmoy, and he could even be zoycha la'acher. So Yehuda said, I told my Rebbe Shmuel what I heard from Rav Asi, and Shmuel said, Dabba da achasi, not maskim to the chili. Both ktanim are the same. Gemara says, what, both the same da what? So I talked to Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda said, Echad ze, the Echad ze, zoycha la'atzmi ve'in zoycha la'acher. What Shmuel meant to say was, is that there's no such thing as a katan that could ever be zoycha la'acher. Even the katan that's of the older age, he's going to be able to be zoycha la'atzmi, but he won't be able to be zoycha la'acher. In other words, we have a machlikis on my room. Rav Asi held that a katan that's old enough that tzurav v'zarka egas v'noit like he be zoichel la'atzmai. He just can't be zoichel la'acherim. When he's of the age that if you give him a chayfetz, he knows that to give it back to la'achashah, he can even be zoichel la'acherim. Rav Chizda, the way he explained Shmuel, held that no, a katan, even if he's of the older age, where if you give him a chayfetz, he's machzir la'achashah, the halacha is he can be zoichel la'atzmai, but he'll never be able to be zoichel la'acherim. Freik the Gemara Akasha from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Erev and Daf Ayin Tes on the base. Masiv Rav Chinen of Ardon. And by the way, not from the part of the Mishnah that you're going to expect. Kate said Mishdat from B'mavoi. The Mishnah said Kate said Mishdat from B'mavoi. Nichas Achavas Va'im Arezu L'chol B'nei Amavoi. U'mezaklam. And the Mishnah said Aidei B'nei Yubitei Agdol. Va'idei Avdoi V'shivchasoi Ha'ivrim. Said the Mishnah, you can be mezakir al yidei a shivcha. A shivcha that's an Ivriya. An Amma Ivriya. Hay shivcha hechidami. How old is this shifcha? Idasin shtei Cyrus. If the shifcha already brought shtei Cyrus, my boy Gabe. This is Parshas Mishpatim 101. V'yatzal chinam ein kasef. Once the Amma of Ria becomes 12 years old, she's being shtei Cyrus, she's a naira. Talach is she goes free. Ela lavdlo yasi shtei Cyrus. So obviously we're talking about an Amma of Ria that's a ktana. V'ktani zoichel acherim. And the Mishnah said that you can use an Amma of Ria to go and be zoichel in a shetuf and mevois on behalf of an oilam. And she's a ktana. So you see it shaykh. Must be we're talking about when she was old enough. Okay, must be she's at the age of chevetz machzir lachashah. But Hamia, it's a mafurish a Mishnah, not even a Braisa, it's a Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says clearly that even a Ktana could be Zoicha. Where do you see Ktana? You see Ktana, forget the Mishnah said that the Ktanim can't do it. No, we're referring to Amma of Ria. Amma of Ria has to be a Ktana. Because if she has stays Cyrus right to Gemara, my boy Gabe, then what's she doing there? She was like that already. She's not a Shivcha anymore. Elamai, she doesn't have stay Cyrus yet. She's a Ktana. And still there's an age where a Ktana could be old enough where she could be Zoicha. So for the Gemara, it's a kash on Rav Chizda, and for the Gemara, shani shetufim avoyis the Rabbana. You're right. It's a mafurish aray. In the Mishnah, you see there's a concept that a ketana and certainly a katan as well could be zoicha leacherim. However, the Mishnah is talking about shetufim avoyis, and shetufim avoyis is only a din de Rabbanan, and because it's only a din de Rabbanan, so it's for that reason it's going to work. Zok Tosfos. Dibra maskul shani shetuf mevayis derabanan. The bottom toisvus in mesechtes gittin daf samich dalarom edes. Mashma says toisvus from the Gemara that the Gemara just said that Rabbi Chizda is moida that when we're dealing with a parsha derabanan, of course a katan could be zoichel acher. There's no shayla. The machloikis in the Gemara, Rav Asi and Rav Yehuda and Shmuel and Rav Chizda, that was all talking on a deraisa level. But enochinami on a derabanan level, if you. It's Pasha. That's what the Gemara said. Don't bring me a raya from Shtufa Mavayas to this Shaila of Rav Chizda, because Shani and Shtufa Mavayas, the Rabbanon. Meaning, because the whole Shaila is only when you're dealing with a Dairaisa. If that's the case, says Toysvus, it sounds like. Tzror v'zorkoi egas v'noitloi, chefetu machzir la'achasha, zoychel atzmoi, according to Rav Asi, even zoychel acherim, it's a Kenyan Dairaisa. That's what it sounds like. Because it works for Dina Deiraisa. So if it works for Dina Deiraisa, it sounds like it's going to be a Kenyan Deiraisa. Says Tosfos, if that's the case, I have a kasha. Because the Mishnah in the Masechtes Gittin, also, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Metzias Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan. If a Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan find a Metzia, Yesh Ben Mishum Gazel. You're not going to take it away from them. You're a Gazelin if you do. Why? Mipnei Darke Shalai. Because if you're going to take away Metzias from a Katan, a fight's going to break out. So Metzias Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan, Yesh Ben Mishum Gazel, Mishum Darke Shalai. Now, if a Gadol would find a Metzia, and you would take it away from him, you'd be a Gazelin, not Mishum Darke Shalom, you'd be a Gazlan Mishum Gazlan. You'd be a good old-fashioned prosta Gazlan. Because you have no right to take something away from somebody. No, being that a Chereshayit V'Katan doesn't have the ability to make a Kinyan, so a Chereshayit V'Katan has no ability to make a Kinyan, so Metzias Chereshayit V'Katan is Yesh Ben Mishum Gazel only Mipnei Darke Shalom. But not Mipnei Darke Shalom, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because he has no ability to make a Kinyan Deiraisa. Afraid to Sakasha, how does this do with this sugya? In this sugya, you see that if you have a Katan that's of the age where it's Tzror V'Zoikoi Ergois V'Noitloi, where it's chayfet umachzir la'achashah, he could be zoichel la'atzmoi, and it could be according to Rav Asi, he could even be zoichel la'acherim. And it's mavur in the Gemara. This is on the Dairaisa level because there was a whole machloikis in and how to understand these halachas. And the Gemara had a riot from a Mishnah in Erevin, and the Mishnah, the Gemara said, Shani Shtufim Avayis Derabbanan Inu. Meaning, by a Derabbanan, that's a whole different shmuz. Meaning, we're dealing with a Deraisa over here. So if we're dealing with a Deraisa, we're dealing mid Deraisa. So if we're dealing mid Deraisa, if I tell you Sakasha, see, you see a cotton that it's at least Srava Zoga Agas Vanoili, could be Zoicha mid Deraisa. So if he doesn't, I don't understand. How does it shtim with the Mishnah that says, Metzias Chere Shaita Vakatan, Yesh Be Mishum Gezum De Darkishon? Now the truth is, the Shach in Simon Reish Mem Gimel says, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a cotton that's not Srava Zoga Agas Vanoili. Maybe it's talking about a cotton that's not Chevet Machzira. But come on, it's a little Dachuk. And the Bali Taisvis didn't want to be Nachas to this Dachuk. And it's because it is the Bali Taisvis say, you saw it. It's a very important you saw it. It's something that permeates Lumdis and Sugis and Rape Bites and Ktsoises and Halacha Lamaisa. I'm not going to go into it now. But the Bali Taisvis said that you see from here one you saw it. And that is, there's a chilik between a katan being Zoicha Metzia versus a katan being Zoicha where somebody else is giving the thing to the katan. When someone is being makna something to the katan, where there's a dasa cheres makna says Toisvis, over there a katan has chia midday raisa. Mitzia is cheres shait of a katan, there's no makna. You're being kind of in a hefker. There's no one on the other side of this transaction. Being that there's no dasa cheres makna, over there a katan only has chia midrabana. In other words, says Toisvis, that there's a fundamental chilik when a person is kind of in a hefker versus when someone's kind of from somebody else. When you're kind of in a hefker, there's no dasa cheres makna. So because there's no dasa cheres makna, you need to do everything on your own. A katan doesn't have the ability to do everything on his own. However, when you're being kinder from somebody else, if you're buying something or someone's selling it to you, or somebody gives you a matana, or like in our Mishnah, where the father's being mezaka, the erev, through somebody else on behalf of a tzibur, over there there's a dasa cheres makna. Whenever there's a dasa cheres makna, over there it's going to be different. But one thing you see from this sugya, and really you see it from our Mishnah as well, and that is that even though we're accustomed to thinking that a katan is not a bardas, right? A katan doesn't have the ability to do anything. A katan's not chayiv mitzvahs. Nothing he does works. It's not so true. In fact, it's not emes at all. There's often a sugyas in shas where you see not that way. And really, exhibit A is gittin daf samach talad amid beis. Tzror v'zoykoi egas v'noitloi zoycha la'atzmai. Rav Chizda doesn't argue with that. Shmuel didn't argue with that. Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda, everybody was in agreement. Taisvis has a chiddush even with the rice. By the way, Rashi and Sukkah daf mevam amid beis argues with this taisvis. It's machlokes rishonim where the dasa cheres makna katan could be zoicha mid dairaisa. But either way, Tais sold even on the dairaisa level, for sure on the derabana level, that's a mafurish gemara. But this idea that a katan is not a bardas, and as a result, he can't do anything, that's not true. Once a katan starts developing his das a little bit, he has a little bit of maturity, at that point, he starts having the ability to transact, and if he does something, it can have an effect. We see it in our Mishnah. You see it in our Mishnah because our Mishnah is talking about shetufim avayis. And you have a father that wants to, man, he wants to be mezaka a shetuf on behalf of an oilam. He needs another party. Said the Mishnah, you can use b'noy b'tei agdoilam, and you can use abdoy v'shivchasa yo'ivrim. Now you read the Mishnah. Okay, it sounds like yeah, why not? We're talking about gedoilam. But Shivcha can't be a Gedoyla, like the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach Talad Amid Beis. Because Idei Vishtei Cyrus, my boy Gabe, what's she doing over there? And Afal Pikein, you see that you could do Shetufim Avayis. So you say Meris is an idea that once a child develops some level of maturity, at that point, on some level, he's going to be able to transact. Just to end with one Dvar Drush, and that is, we always speak out the Gemara Masech Deshab Brachis, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the classic Gemara. Chana didn't have a child for many, many years. She davened, she got a bracha from Eli, and then finally she was zeicha to a child, Shmuel. Shmuel comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees that there's a big tummel. What's the tummel? They were looking for a kohen. Why were they looking for a kohen? They need someone to do shechita. So Shmuel said, I understand what the problem is. Shechita lav avoydi, shechita is ksheira bizar, mi kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah skuna. But you don't need a kohen to do shechita. So everyone said, really? You don't need a kohen to do shechita? They were a little taken aback. So they take Shmuel, and they brought him to Eli, and they asked Eli, is this child right? So Eli said, yeah, he's right. But he told Shmuel, you're a moira lach b'fnei rabbi. And he said, we're going to have, this child is going to have to die. And the Gemara says, Chana came, and he said, and Shmuel says, Eli says, nothing I could do. Don't worry about him, give you another child. That child's going to be better. And the rest is history. Either way, that's the Gemara in the Masechta Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Marsha on that Gemara asks, he says, if you do the math and you make the Cheshbin, Shmuel, at that point, was a little child. If he was a little child, that means he was a katan. If he was a katan, that means he wasn't a bar oinshin. So if he wasn't a bar oinshin, how was he chayv misa? What do you mean he's chayv misa? He was a child. So if he was a child, how in the world was he going to get misa? L'chayra, a katan is not. The Marsha says that he was katan. So if he was a katan, how was a child? Says the Marsha, Sisrei Torah. Says you have to say that this, that a katan can't get punished. Haynu b'dinei yadam. But this that Eli wanted to punish Shmuel was bedinei shemayim. The cholamoyr aloch lifnei Rabbi Chaimisa bedinei shemayim. Kim demuchach b'mesachtes erivin. Daf samach gimel in Perek Adar. Some of the lighter gemaras in Perek Adar. But either way, says the Marsha, being that this was a chesh bedinei shemayim, it wasn't a chesh bedinei adam. Therefore, it wasn't a problem. But the truth is that it's still a pella. In fact, it's even more of a pella because we know bedinei adam, a person doesn't get punished until he's 13. But Medina Shemayim, it's 20. So Luchayr Vazak to Marsha. Oh, don't worry about it. This was only Medina Yadam. It was only Medina Shemayim. And because it's only Medina Shemayim, it's not a problem. And Medina Shemayim is a teretz. Medina Shemayim is a filo nachshver. The Noita Yehuda, in his tzlach, on this Gemara, Mesechtes Brachos, he brings the Marsha's kasha. And the Noita Yehuda says a teretz. He says that as it relates to Shmuel's, he says a whole shtickle Torah. But as it relates to the fact that Shmuel was a katan, he says, Afshe katan in a bar oinshin, even though katan's not a bar oinshin, but ze she chachim tuva, being that Shmuel was chachim tuva, bar oinshin who? He was a bar oinshin, lefi chach masai. Because of the fact that he was very wise. In other words, it's true that if someone's less than 20 years old in Shemayim, they don't punish him. However, that's only stama a person that's less than 20 years old. The assumption is that his mind is not developed enough, and as a result, he's not going to be punished. However, this was different, because he was Chacham Tuva was Shmuel. And because Shmuel was Chacham Tuva, Zeh Shechacham Tuva bar Oinshin Hu Lefichach Masai. The truth is, this comment, this fleeting comment in the Tzlach is really mefurish and a tshuva. In Shailos HaTshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, it's a famous tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's in Yoredei Madura Tinyana. It's in Simen Kuf Samech Dala. The case was where there was a child that died, Rachmana Litzlan, before it was 8 days old. And they buried the child, and they never gave the child a bris mila. And the minig is to give a child a bris mila, even if the child nebuch dies as a nafel, and before it was ready to have a bris mila. And they came asking the Noida B'Yehuda if they should take the child out of the kever to give it a bris mila. That was the shaila. Now, what would be the inyan? Like, what's so chomer? Because there's an idea of cherdas hadin, that every person that dies has to give din v'cheshbon. I mean that every person has to give din v'cheshbon, this child's also going to have to give din v'cheshbon. And when the child gives din v'cheshbon, the child shouldn't be an oro. The child should be a mahul. So they wanted to know, machmas, the cherdas hadin, what they should do. So the Noida B'Yehuda wrote a very short tshuva. It's two paragraphs. In the first paragraph, he discusses whether this cherdas hadin for a child. Is there even a cherdas hadin for a child? What cherdas hadin could it be? He was a child. This child never had an ability to do an aveira. So he says, and we know that in Bez and Shemayim, they don't punish a child until he turns 20. So being that they don't punish a child until the child turns 20, so l'chayra, until a child is 20, there's no punishment. So there's zichin no cherdas hadin. So that's what Noida B'Yehuda says, a famous shtickle, that people have a terrible misunderstanding. They think that a person's going to have a carte blanche for anything he did until he was 20 years old as it relates to Dinei Shemayim. It's Nishtemis. Avada, that's not the way it's going to be. Ayin Shom, that's the first part of Tshuva. Second part of Tshuva, then he gets involved a little bit in the Mekubalim. He says that the Mekubalim say, the Gam Eskimu Gam HaMechakrav. He says, Sheyesh Gilgul Neshamos. He says, if that's the case, B'chol Kotin Shaya Cherdas Adin Al Maisa B'Gilgul Rishon, so maybe you have to worry about Cherdas. A very short Tshuva, but there's a lot there. Either way, when the Noida B'Yehuda is reading a Dorech, this idea that Chazal said that until a person turns 20 years old, they don't punish him in Dinei Shemayim. Listen to what he says. He says, "Uladaiti gam king loy mistabrish lo yishum oinu shemayim ala adam koydem asrim shana." Because if that's the case, the world's hefker. A person will be able to kill his friend. A person will be able to do whatever he wants. On this world, a person will never get punished for something he did before he was 20. Here's the punchline, as it relates to us. A lot of punchlines in this tshuva. But as it relates to us, as soon as a person comes b'chlal das, afilu lo'inas ha'pe'utos, As soon as a person, even a katan, once he understands what he's doing, he understands what he's doing as an aveira, at that point he's going to have to give them a cheshbon. But this was a katan that never came to that point. And because his katan never came to that point, you don't have to worry about it. But it's mefurish in the Noida B'Yehuda. He said, "Mishigia l'chlal das afilu lo'inas ha'peutos." At that point, he would have to be sober lefi ma'isa. But either way, it's a tzlach, and it's a noida b'Yehuda. The tzlach is in brachis, daf lamed aleph on the base. The noida b'Yehuda is in madura tinyana, yoredeyasim, and kuf samach dalet. That even though we're accustomed to thinking that a katan's not a bar mitzvah, and we're accustomed to thinking that b'didei shemayim, they don't punish until a person turns 20, but there is an idea that a chacham tuva, like Shmuel, or as soon as someone comes b'chlau putois, at that person can be punished. It's pasha, that's what the marsha meant. The marsha meant to say that being that we're not dealing with Anshe Medinei Adam, we're dealing with Anshe Medinei Shemayim. So what? Adarab, it's more shver. No, it's less shver. Because Medinei Adam, there's a din. That's the mishpat. Till you're 13. That's just the way it works. But Medinei Shemayim, there it's already Akol Lefi Charifas Leishal HaKotan. And if this Kotan is Charif Tuva, like Shmuel was, like the Noid B'Yudah said in the Slach, so at that point, Avad is going to be different. Either way, it's Pashit. That's what the Noid B'Yudah meant. Truth is, you know, we spoke about in Perek Adar, in the Sugi of Moira Alach B'Fnei Rabbi, we spoke a lot about Nadav Aviyu, right? Nadav and Aviyu has come up, you know, Baruch Hashem, a lot in the Daf. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois. The Zohar HaKadosh says as follows. The Pasuk says, Achrei Mois, Shnei B'nei Aharon. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Achrei Mois, Nadav Aviyu Mi Boyalei. My time is Shnei B'nei Aharon. Why the Pasuk say, Achrei Mois, Shnei B'nei Aharon? Really, what it should have said was, Achrei Mois, Nadav Aviyu. We know that Nadav and Aviyu were the sons of Aharon. El Hachitono. The Ad Kan Labrishu Sayu Kaimi. That at this point, when Nadav and Aviyu, when this all happened, Bishas, their Misa, they weren't in their own Rishus yet. El Bershusa de Avuain. They were still in the Rishus of their father. Ubegin Kach, and it was because of that, Bekarvasim Lefnei Hashem Bayamusu, the Inan Dachaku Shaita Bechayi de Avuain, the Kula Hava Begin Ahu Chayva de Avdu Dechseb Akriva Meshzar. Above my pay grade. But one thing the Zohar HaKadosh says very clearly, the Pasuk goes out of its way to emphasize Achrei Mois Shnei B'nei Aharon. Said Rabbi Yossi, who's Nimukayimai, why was it Achrei Mois Shnei B'nei Aharon? Should have just said Achrei Mois, we know they were Shnei B'nei Aharon. Elohochi Tono, the Ad Kan Lavdishu Sayu Kaimi. At that point, they weren't in their own Rishos yet, they were still B'nei Aharon. The Megala Mukos, this is an Oifen Tzadik, right? The Megala Mukos on Parashas Vaschan. An Oifen Tzadik. So the Megala Mukos brings this Zohar HaKadosh. And he says, what's Pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh? Pshat in the Zohar is, what does it mean? They were still Bershusa. They were Bershusa the heart. It means they weren't 20 years old yet. And because they weren't 20 years old yet, Adayin lo yotzum Rishus Aviyem, shayu pchusim meyesrim shana, k'may sha'omer akosuv shnei b'nei Aharon. They weren't 20 yet. And that's the oimik of they were b'nei Aharon. Because until a person turns 20 years old, he doesn't fully leave the rishus of his father. But Al Kopanim, what do you see from here? You see a few things. Number one, you see Nadav and Aviyu weren't 20 years old yet. Yet we know Nadav and Aviyu were punished. Why were they punished? We have a whole list of reasons why they were punished. Whether they were shtuyayayin or whatever the reason was. But you see they were punished. Why were they punished? L'chayra, b'din ishvayim, you don't get punished until you're 20 years old. The teretz is the Noida B'Yehuda. The teretz is Nadav Aviyu. They were charif tuva. They were charifi tuva. And because they were charifi tuva, it's pasha that's the reason that they were punished. But hayoytze mehan. Now, just to put this all together, is that we're accustomed to thinking that until a child becomes bar mitzvah, he doesn't have das. Right? Until a person becomes bar mitzvah, he doesn't have das. He has no das to do anything. It's nisht emes. Gemara, mesechtes gittin, daf samach dalet amid beis. And one of the important mara mekoymes is the mishnah, mesechtes erevin, daf ayin tes amid beis. They see there's a concept that even a katan, tzor, vizorka, egas, venoitli, at that point, he has on some level das, and as a result, his transactions are going to be transactions. The fact that his transactions are going to be transactions is not only something that's negeya, his chayshah mishpat status. It's negeya, his ruchnias as well. Because there's an idea like the Yehuda says that once someone serves Zorka Eges Venoitloi, once you start developing Chachma, you start developing Das, so pro rata, you start becoming responsible for your actions. Your Mekach is a Mekach, you can be Mezakeh Shetufim Mevois on behalf of a Tzibur, but at the same time, there's an element of Din V'cheshbon as well for some of the things that you do. Then you become Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah, it's all over, right? Oh, now I'm a Bar Das. Not true. Because you see that until you turn 20, they don't punish you B'dinei Shemayim. And why don't they punish you B'dinei Shemayim until you're 20? What's the lumdis? The lumdis is because until you're 20, your das is still not fully developed. This Zayra Kaddish, the way the Megalomukas understand, they were still Bnei Aharon. On some level, they were still in the Rishus of their father. They're still cottons in the Rishus of his father. You're 18 years old, you're in the Rishus of your father. The Teretz is on some level, you are in the Rishus of your father. And the truth is, it's also in the Furish of Gemara Masechtas Gittin. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, that same sugya, Daf Samachayim and Aleph, the Gemara said that if somebody yarshins karka from his father, if somebody yarshins nichse yoviv, he's not allowed to sell it ad she yehe ben esrim. Till he turns 20 years old, he's not allowed. Rashi says, ad she yehe ben esrim, two words. Have a kata. You're still considered a kata. Till you're 20, you're considered a kata. Because there's a concept, maturity doesn't happen in one shot. Well, we always talk about mitzvah. Yesterday was a kata. Today was a kata. It's true. Yesterday was potim and mitzvahs, and today is chayiv and mitzvahs. But the emes is, it is a process. And there's a concept of a katan whose mekach is a mekach. He can be zoichel atzmi, zoichel acherim. He's going to be responsible for his averis as well, like the tzlachim, brachas, lamed alef, amibes, and the yehudah, madurit, and yonah, yeridah, sim, and kuf, samach, dalet. And that's pshad and shmuel, and that's pshad and nadav and aviyu. Then you become bar mitzvah. But even after bar mitzvah, there are certain kinyonim that you're not allowed to do. On some level, it was achrim, shnei, b'nei aharon. They were still b'nei aharon. They were lo yotzim, rishus aviyim, like the Megal Amukah said. And even on a cheshem mishpat standpoint, that mekach hamemka wasn't fully. By the way, Ben Arbam Labina, Ben Chamishim Le'etza. It's a long struggle, right? You think you have das when you're 30, but you don't have bina until you're 40, right? So there's still a little bit of a spectrum. Regardless, just one of the yesoidis tucked away over here in our Mishnah, Mesechtas Erevin, Dafayin Tesamid.